So the CEO of a hot Silicon Valley company, Reddit, takes the stand in a San Francisco courtroom again today in a lawsuit filed against her hot Silicon Valley former employer in a case that the entire tech industry is watching like an episode of The Kardashians. Reddit interim CEO Ellen Pao charges that the venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers engaged in a pattern of sexual discrimination and created an environment of sexualized stress that affected promotions and pay of women at the firm. Pao admits to having an affair with a partner at the firm after repeated overtures. The company maintains she lacked sufficient skills and wasn't promoted, even though Pao maintains she was a top-performing junior partner. Joining us from San Francisco is Katie Benner, Bloomberg View tech columnist. Katie, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John.
So this is about as sordid as you can get here. What's coming up in court?
Well, there's a lot of, as you say, a lot of very sordid details are coming up in court. There's no question that sexual harassment happened at the firm. All sides basically agree that there was a partner there who essentially preyed upon women at the firm. And there's also no question that the firm didn't know how to handle it. They didn't have anything in place. They didn't have any policies really that were working that could get this guy out. But all of the titillation aside, that's not the central question in the case. It's a gender discrimination case. Pao is saying she failed to thrive at Kleiner because Kleiner is not a place that's friendly to women. Kleiner saying, as you mentioned before, hey, listen, she just wasn't good enough. Lots of other women have done very well here. We have Mary Meeker, who is a famous internet analyst. She's doing just fine. Beth Seidenberg, who was an amazing executive at several biotech firms. She's doing just fine here. This is not our problem. This is Pao's problem.
Although it's the case that other women have come forward saying that there were problems at the firm regarding sexual overtures.
Yes, one other woman has.
And in terms of the defense of the venture capital firm, is the fact that Pao is a disgruntled former employer and maybe out for revenge here, is that a point that's not necessarily in her favor, or is that irrelevant to the jury and judge?
Well, I mean, we have not gotten to the defense yet. Right now, it's still the plaintiff's argument, but that is certainly what the defense is going to try to argue when they start bringing their witnesses. And that should happen in a couple of weeks. What we'll see then is the defense will try to, they'll take shots at her character, they'll take shots at her performance, and they will say that she had a bad attitude. They're already trying to build that sort of narrative around Ellen Pao. Ellen Pao had a bad attitude. She didn't get along well with other people, and when she failed, she blamed others. So that's going to be their defense. Surprisingly, what's come out in court is that one of her bosses described this as, quote unquote, a female chip on her shoulder. When he said that, everybody kind of paused, because I'm not sure why the idea that somebody would blame another person for their personal failure is a particularly female quality, but it was interesting to hear one of her bosses describe it that way. And again, it's those sorts of details that are coming out throughout the testimony that are giving people pause. Even if she loses this case, it's clear that there are attitudes that are at play at Kleiner Perkins that are not friendly toward women.
In terms of relevance to all gender discrimination cases, how relevant is the fact that she actually did have an affair with an employee?
You know, I think that the jury has been asking a lot of really great questions of all of the witnesses, and that is not something that has come up. I mean, the idea of gender discrimination is that because she's a woman, the complaints that she had about things that happened in the workplace that went far beyond that one employee were not being heard, and she was retaliated against for complaining, which is very different from whether or not she had the affair.
Right. And in terms of this female chip on her shoulder, that is mind-boggling, that language. How much does she have to prove damage? I mean, she's a successful CEO. Does she have to prove that economically there was something that happened to her that is a negative?
Right. So she has to prove that she did not get promoted at Kleiner Perkins specifically because of discrimination. She didn't get promoted at Kleiner. She really sort of stayed in this lower level employee strata there for a long time. So that, I think everybody agrees, no, she didn't make full investing partner and she didn't do a great job there in a lot of ways. So she's trying to say it's because the firm would not let her because she is a woman.
And so the fact that she went off to rule the world in another position is irrelevant.
To rule Reddit.
Totally irrelevant. Yeah. All right. Katie Benner is Bloomberg View tech columnist on the Ellen Pao case taking place in San Francisco. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.